So, if anyone has anything to talk about, you know, we start with that. Yes, please.
I have a question. Mm-hmm.
But I think questions are not silly, you know.
Yeah. For some teachings, they talk about self.
They talk about self, yes.
And some talk about non-self.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm attracted to both teachings.
Uh-huh.
And in meditation, I'm not quite sure what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Self, mm-hmm. It's always changing, just the stream.
Uh-huh.
Or an abiding self that is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this confusing?
Uh-huh. And are you sure that you are looking for something, or, you know?
I'm investigating something.
Investigating, uh-huh. And you don't want to investigate and then then know?
No, I want to know now.
Okay. So like, you know, actually, they really match, you know, it's not two statements, you know, like actually, you know, self and no self. Like what happens that when we use techniques of saying, you know, this I am not, kind of like we keep on rejecting what we feel I am, you know, like investigate, like really test, you know, really testing and no, this I am not, this I am not, this I am not. Then we come to a place where nothing happens, you know, like it's, you are left with nothing, or in your words, with non-self. But then when you spend time there, suddenly something comes, you know, like something is not absence. Like, no, in the beginning is absence because nothing like we know is present there, you know. So that present is translated as absence, and then it's no self. But then if you spend time there, suddenly, you know, kind of, you know, a dance appears, you know, like a kind of dance, we can say, and then we have to call it self. So it's like, you know, two stages of our search. At one stage, we feel is non-self, because it's nothing. But spending time there, it appears, you know, it's not nothing actually, you know. So somehow, like if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, please.
Okay, when I when I looked at this very same question,
mm-hmm.
I also understood it as a use of terms that within the Hindu tradition they talk about self with the big S, like
mm-hmm.
Atman with
mm-hmm.
the capital A as opposed
mm-hmm.
to Jivatman.
Mm-hmm.
And then but in Buddhism
mm-hmm.
they talk about unatman, no self.
Yeah.
And so I've often at least I've always thought that it was just a question of
yeah.
the words are being used.
Yeah, and also like, you know, with the Buddha, like, you know, there, like if we go to history, you know, like historically, there has been a time in India that Buddhism was kind of like really taking over, you know, like really because Hinduism was like so, you know, dogma, you know, like all those things happens in religion. So of course, like this was like a fresh religion, you know, so everyone was kind of converting himself to the Buddhism. And then of course like the, you know, the social people who really feel that, you know, if my religion is not there, you know, so then there will be like this debate, you know, who is better, who is not, you know, like we hear this like in this University of Nalanda and all those places, the debate was going on. So then, of course, like, and debate can only happen between people who are intellectual, you know, who really don't understand from experiences. So, of course, you know, then somebody will say, ah, you know, there is a self. Then somebody will say, ah, you know, there is no self, kind of like that kind of discussions. And it's more like political, you know, kind of statement. It's not really experiential statement. What I understand, you know, like, because I, you know, I'm not a person who has read a lot and known, you know. I'm a person who can feel into. So this is like my feeling into that, kind of, you know. And again, you know, you really don't have to buy my feeling into that, you know. You can feel yourself into that, you know, and kind of. Thank you. Yes, please. Okay, yes, yeah. Because yeah, you have read a lot, I know that.
Actually, this confusion was making like I was on this for 2 years, two and a half years, with Buddhist non-self and self.
Mm-hmm.
So when in Hindu tradition they talk about self as a big thing, it is like almost, as you said, no, it is both of them are talking the same thing. If they are talking in Hindu as a big Atman, and they say that it is very big, it doesn't mean that it is really very big, but a space ceases to be there. That space ceases to be there, that's why it is called bigger than the biggest. So it is not like if you are started feeling the tree is me, the sand is me, the stone is me, this kind of feeling comes from mind itself, and this is not the self. And when there is one more definition of self they are giving, that is Sushupti says, whatever remains after you are sleeping. So you cannot imagine it. You cannot point it out that this is self. Like that. One never cannot say this is self like that. Like Sushupti says, whatever remains after sleeping. And in Buddhism they talk like no self is like, it is not nothingness, but if we take this, this is a notebook, and we take this a spiral, and this is also not notebook, this a spiral thing is not notebook, every page is not notebook, but together is called a notebook, but if we take everything away, there is nothing called notebook. So in that sense, they are calling. So both have same.
Yes, please.
I would just like to say that having listened to Buddhists quite a lot,
having heard,
listening to Buddhists a fair amount, not as much as Mary has, but they really are very clear that they are different, have a different idea of self.
Certainly, you know, yeah. As I said, you know, that was like a debate, you know. And debate, you know, I think, you know, people who really know, they don't go for debate, you know, because kind of it's, you know, it's actually, also they know that they don't have any proof other than themselves. So they don't go for debate. They know that, you know, I'm going to, you know, lose if I go for debate because I have, you know, nothing to prove. So probably, like, you know, in this other state of, you know, ourself, you know, where without knowing we want to talk, then we also want to prove, you know, then we have to have like so many logical, you know, things pro to that. So something I think is like, this is like more like a, like for social activities, not for people who want to find out, you know, themselves, kind of, like this debate. So, you know, if we can accept that way. Yes, please.
I have a question about the method described in Jnana Yoga,
I am
not this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, would it be that when you're practicing this kind of yoga,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of feeling in there also?
Yeah.
There has to be deep experience.
Yeah, certainly. It's not like from only from here. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it has to be, you know, it's kind of like a, when you really look into the inner world, you know, it has, I think, so many dimensions, you know, kind of like, you know, that's why, you know, if you are in hurry, inner realm is not for you, you know, because certainly you will miss many, you know, many, kind of like you think that, you know, you have seen all directions, still, you know, some things are missing, like, you know, like, it happens, kind of like, it feels like, I know, I have seen from, you know, all directions, still something comes out of blue, you know, kind of like, so it's like one thing we have to be really, really very patient, you know, really, really have patience to keep on going. Yes, please.
Just a small comment. Sometimes I ask myself if it's probably a cultural trap,
mm-hmm.
which especially, I don't want to summarize them as Westerners, but let's say people who are brought up in monotheistic cultures.
In the?
Monotheistic cultures, like raised up with by narratives of morality sense.
Mm-hmm.
By narratives in morality, so that either there is good or evil, or it's dark or white.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think once you are entering an emotional field,
mm-hmm.
such as we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
always, at least it's my feeling,
mm-hmm.
you're always
Mm-hmm.
We call it
dilemma
or yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Also, we can see it's our development, you know, because some point, you know, a child, you know, not having experience of fire. Then you need to say no, you know. Kind of no is important. To say no helps. Now, like what I'm saying, you know, like we need not to burn our hands to no. So like what I'm kind of adding to you, you know, if we can feel that sometimes like this morality is also little bit helping, you know. Kind of like the way I heard, you know, like we cannot really put down morality, like, you know, totally, you know. It really helps somewhere. So also if we can consider the help of that, you know, help of morality and those kind of things. Of course, like at the end, you know, there is no such a thing, good or bad, but they have been very, very helpful at some point. So just like seeing that way. Please.
I had an accident a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
I think 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and last year I had a burnout.
You have a?
Burnout.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And after that, I experience all senses you get from television, radio,
mm-hmm.
the refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
everything,
mm-hmm.
all the little people take steps, all of it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And with meditating, I can observe
mm-hmm.
a lot of those and not be irritated about them.
Mm-hmm.
But at a moment on the day when I'm at work, because there are many things
mm-hmm.
happen around you,
mm-hmm.
then I reach a point then it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
I need to rest.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in a room where there are no senses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
it's I can get at work, because then I can go into myself and experience that. And other times I'm just too irritated to do that, and there is no energy left.
Yeah.
So and then I'm just walking and looking at my watch, the days pass, and then I can go home and rest.
Don't get irritated, you know.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, but you know, like this is the joke part, you know, of it. Certainly. And also, in order irritation not to come, many times, you know, you forget yourself, you know. When you are working, you forget yourself. So if you have every 15 minutes, I will remember myself. And, you know, be busy as you want, but after every 15 minutes, like a 30-second break, you know, I want to breathe in into me and remember me. I think this will be very, very helpful. Yeah. So you know that my trick? Yes, please.
I was saying yesterday that I think that fear is pointing us to really shaping our lives on a very mundane level.
Yeah.
To see where our actions reflect our deepest intentions.
And why not to talk about it? You know, are you shy? You know, I think, you know, you have white hairs, now you can talk about it. Okay. You know, but, you know, I think, you know, people might, you know. Like now you made us excited about it, you know. You know our nature, we really go for these kind of things, you know.
But that's the thing,
Natural and practical level, you know, that's what he was pointing out, you know, kind of like a, like, you know, actually kind of like, say in the evening, you know, like if we say, you know, I was up late, like generally this up late is not meaningful, you know, like if we really go, you know, either we will be spending time talking, things which doesn't matter so much, you know, like not important, you know, like we can talk next day as well as, but next day we will not talk because during day is not that kind of time, you know. So that's what Kabir was pointing out, you know, if we really look at life, you know, Like, you know, I remember, like, when this, like, maybe we can say wish, you know, wish to meditate came to me. So then, you know, I, like, the answer was, I don't have time, you know. And then I said, just look 1 minute, you know, like, what you do. And then I saw myself, you know, like, I was chewing pan, you know, like, as Indian, you know, like, most of Indians, you know. Like, I also don't, and also he is also. So, two are exceptions, you know. So, I was chewing pan, and around, like, 12 pairs, you know. And each time to buy this pan, I have to spend 5 minutes, you know, because I have to stand and ask, you know, do the, like, they do this, like, nicely. So, 5 times. So, then I said, you know, if I stop this, I can save 1 hour, you know. And that pan, you know, that chew, like, you know, in Indian people, like, you know, red thing, you know. Yeah, that chewing pan. So I thought, you know, 1 hour I have for meditation, certainly, you know. Kind of, you know, that I find out first day. Then I thought, I sleep around 8 hours, you know. If I reduce 6, then I have 3 hours, you know. 3 hours for sure for meditation. So I think that's what Kabir was meaning. Like, if we really look at life, you know, nobody has more than 24 hours, you know. Like, this is, we are limited to. But just managing that, you know, you will have enough for everything, you know, for meditation, for everything. So I think, you know, that's what he was meaning. Thank you. Yes, please. What's the meaning of life? I really don't know, you know. No. You know, I think, you know, life cannot be limited within the meanings, you know. Like, that's what my feeling is, that we cannot limit life into meanings. Either is everything is the meaning of life, or nothing is the, you know, like, you can say, there cannot be any meaning which is not meaning of life. And I, you know, it really, so somehow I see it that way, that either you can say life has no meaning, or you can say all meanings are meaning of life. No, like, you know, you don't have to agree with me, you know. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, like, you can just, you know, kind of bring up your point, you know, like, how, why you want meaning of life, you know. What is the need of that?
It's not very easy to conciliate with occidental society. My life, I help a lot of people. And after. I can stay here and stay everywhere. And what's the meaning of life?
Yeah, but probably, you know, like, there will be, like, you know, something else, you know, going on that you know, like you help, you know, you do all these things, but also you want to be recognized. Kind of, you know, if that is the case, then maybe like just leaving this wish to be recognized, you know, you will feel very, very good. Because of this wish, you want to speak to people who don't understand you also. And that is like a kind of like hitting your head against the wall, kind of. So if you just like, you know, if that is out of your, you know, kind of, you know, if you don't want to be recognized by people who cannot understand you, then I think, you know, you will feel a great help, you know, like that. Okay, you know, like I do what I feel, and that brings me satisfaction, not recognition. You know, just kind of this might help you a lot, you know, because generally, like many times, you know, like say, you know, the, like if professor of mathematics, you know, wants to be recognized by Hindi poetry students, it's not possible, you know. It's not possible, you know. You have to be Hindi poetry professor to be recognized by those, you know. Kind of just knowing the limits of us, you know, like we say that I have possibility to do everything, but actually not. You know? Like we have our limits also as well as, and recognizing our limits maybe is like very helpful to you. Then you are only recognized by people whom you help. And it's really good, you know, it's really fulfilling you. You don't need more recognition. Yeah, this is like my question, you know, I have not experienced around it, you know, but kind of like what I can feel through, you know, maybe that is, you know, so you really have to experience and report me that, you know, if that was a good feeling or not. No, like, you know, now you also, I know that now you cannot answer, but kind of like, you know, like reducing this expectation and see that, you know, if that works for you or not. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's a good idea to go under the, you know, and like feel good about it.
I'm just wondering, why do we need to know everything? Why do we question ourselves, like what is the meaning of our life?
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a reason that we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fine that we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There is like no particular answer, or at least we don't know it, and I think we don't need to know it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Sukhbir singing today. Man re jagat rahiye bhai. Gafil hoi vastu mat khove. Chor muse ghar jai. Khat chakr ki kanak kothadi. Bast bhav hai soi. Tala kunchi kulaf ke lage. Ughrat bar na hoi. Panch paharwa soi gaye hain. Baste jagan lagi. जरा मरण व्यापे कछु नाही गगन मंडल लौलाकी करत विचार मन ही मन उपजी ना कहीं गया न आया कहे कबीर संसार सब छूटा राम रतन धन पाया कबीर लाइक डिस्क्राइबिंग हैविंग द वेल्थ ऑफ probably aliveness, having the wealth of jewel of life. Being attuned to life, and what I am meaning from life here, you know, there is like this life as expression of life, life as expression of life, and life without having expression, you know, like from here, like he's calling Ram Ratan, you know, like Ram Ratan Dhan, the jewels of the wealth of jewels of like a life, not expressed life, you know, not kind of like a, generally we know life via expressions, you know, like we know the expressions of life, not the life. And Kabir is saying like having really being attuned to that kind of this edge potential to be expressed, no? The life, edge potential to be expressed. Kabir is saying, being attuned to that, all figuring out like concerns dropped, like you're saying, like, you know, really dropping into that all concerns which I used to have about figuring out, they really ceased, they really I'm left without them, kind of, no. And and Kabir, like now, question is, you know, how he managed, you know, what he did, and he's saying, "Na kahin gaya na aaya," you know, he's saying like, you know, suddenly I don't have to go for open dharma retreats, you know. Suddenly, you know, he's saying like, I don't have to go for open dharma retreats, you know, to find that. So I think which is true. He's saying like, you know, I don't have to really go for anywhere. But of course, I, you know, there has been a process, kind of a process of tasting, you know, process of you know, there is like a story in this Hanuman, kind of like a like, you know, it's really good story that he was trying to taste. No, I don't remember like how it happened, but trying to kind of find everything, tasting and throwing away, because not having the taste of Ram, and finally having the taste of Ram, you know, like the story, like really, what is, do you remember the story? Yeah.
Uh-huh,
okay. Ah, okay. And testing, yeah.
I want to see if Ram is there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really kind of like a good story, like a, you know, like, you know, the even diamonds, you know, like a, you really have to taste, like some things like a, like in life, what happens that some things we feel that they are diamonds without tasting them. And Kabir is saying like, I really tasted, you know, like I didn't let anything be without tasting. And that's how I was able to find, you know, this like one diamond which has Ram, which has aliveness. So he's saying, like, certainly I don't have to go to open Dharma retreats, but kind of like I was weaving and keep on kind of weaving and keep on kind of opening all the seats, opening everything and throwing it away, kind of. And like as soon as the taste of life, the taste of aliveness without expressed came, I really kept that as my wealth, you know. That's how I manage, Kabir is saying, like, I certainly don't have to go anywhere, but it really took time because I went through kind of, I didn't manage to buy anything without tasting, you know. I really kind of, you know, many times Kabir is saying I have to fight with shopkeepers, you know, because certainly nobody, like if you are selling something fake, you don't want people to taste, you know. So, you know, he has to, I think, I can see that, you know, many times fighting, because these people, they really don't buy anything without tasting, you know. So he's saying, like, I really have to do that, you know. And thanks, you know, thanks. I think he will thank himself, you know. You know, he will not say thanks God. I know that, you know. He will say, thanks to myself that I managed that kind of like somehow. And now he's saying, Jara Maran Vyapai Kachunahi Gagan Mandal Lau Lagi. And like having found that, certainly aging stopped. So don't think that aging of body will stop, you know, because not like it's, he's saying, like, because that life is beyond time and space. You know, it's like he's using word this Gagan Mandal Lau Lagi. Like I'm really, low means, like, you know, I think it is very easy to understand if you are a mother, you know. Like, a, you know, your child will be kind of wandering around and kind of almost you are not seeing. But anything, you know, anything bad happening, like if suddenly, you know, something, not your eyes work, you know, something else, you know, some kind of other eyes work and you really jump, kind of. So love is like when you feel this connectivity, like really all the time. So that's what he's saying, like, you know, this happened because, you know, that kind of connectivity to beyond space and time happened. And in that life, because aging only happens in space and time, you know, like, and because it's not space and time, so you don't get old there, you know, saying like jara means like old age, death doesn't come there, you know, like somehow it's every moment same freshness, you know, it's kind of like it's you know, probably this word boredom, it's not understood there, it's not part of the understanding, you know, this. It doesn't understood there somehow, like that. So he's saying like old age and death doesn't come there. And it's always like this love. How will you say love, you know, in English?
Flame.
You know, the flame is, but yeah, like this.
Lagan.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like a
sincerity,
yeah, something, you know, none of them really feel that quite, you know, so like any of that can be used, you know, sincerity or something like that. But it's really, if you know, like if you are a mother, then you know what I mean, kind of, you know, without that it's very difficult, kind of, like to, or, you know, other thing, like, you know, if you are truly in love with someone, then, yeah, you can say unconditional, but it's kind of like there is emphasis on unconditioned, you know, and that's why it's not unconditional, you know. So somehow we have to. I lost it. So yeah, you know, it will come. So, and then another thing he's saying, panch paharva soi gaye hain, baste jagan lagi. And prior to this, what has happened, you know, like my all five senses gave me path, you know, like really said, you know, like they really try hard. I know, and they would have tried with him also very hard. But at the end, you know, they say, you know, this little bit crazy man, you know, so let him proceed, kind of, like, let him go his way. Like, they really try to control everything, you know, like, but, of course, like, when... I think there is no way that these people can be controlled, you know. There is, I think, like, they can only go their way, you know. There is no way to put control. So that's what Kabir is saying, like, certainly, somehow, these expressions to life gave me path, and by this path, my real kind of aliveness started waking up. Awakening started there, and the word he's using, like baste. Baste means like where you live, you know, like actually, like, you know, the not expressed life, but life beyond expression started slowly waking up. And of course, in this process, there have been like many, many locks which I have to unlock. No, it's like tala, like so many locks I have to unlock in this whole process. It happened without going anywhere, but it doesn't mean that it came to me, you know, that easily, you know, like he's saying, like, I really have to open many, many locks in order to, you know, to go there. And of course, like, you know, to find this aliveness, I have to go through the think, you know, cave, through the cave of like every time he describes like with the backbone, you know, like this, through the cave of chakras and kind of like that is his, I think he's good at that description. So he every time describes, you know, I really have to slowly go through that and open all the chakras, you know, the locks of all the chakras, and this is how I manage to be in beyond space and time. And and he's saying like, since this has happened recently, so I still have to be careful, otherwise thieves can enter, you know. I still need some kind of security, otherwise thieves can enter. So that's why he's asking his mind, you know, please get awake, otherwise there is still possibility of thieves to come in, you know. So please, my mind, you know, please help me to be awake, because I have done all this, you know, and now jewel is in my kind of heart, wherever, and really I have to take care of this jewel, so please help me, like that. And I wish that our mind can also help us into that. This is kind of like, yeah. With this wish, I can stop now because it's already 4:45. Thank you.